A park ranger resignation could leave Haines State Parks without supervision, and Haines can expect more cruise ship tourists this season, but there may be less road visitors. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Governor Bill Walker says the state ferry system needs more money to avoid crippling cuts during the next fiscal year. Walker released a new operating budget today. The legislature adjourned Monday without fully funding state government. His new spending plan adds $7 million for ferries. That's less than half the amount lawmakers cut before adjourning. Jeremy Woodrow is a Marine Highway spokesman.
We aren't sure exactly where that service will be improved in the system. That's something that the department will still need to review and evaluate before we can give a definite answer.
The House and Senate could still take the new ferry money out of the budget or shrink the increase. Any cuts will reduce sailings during the next fiscal year, which begins in July. Woodrow says officials will notify ticket holders of cancellations and other changes once the budget is done.
It's important to know that when we do know a final schedule and we can guarantee that we've maximized that service with the budget that we're given, we will put an announcement out and we will inform passengers what our process is moving forward.
Woodrow says ticket holders will be rescheduled in the order they made reservations. Other spending increases proposed in the governor's new budget includes schools, Medicaid, the university system, and domestic violence programs. Starting in June, there might not be a park ranger in Haines. Alaska State Parks is hiring for the position, which oversees several parks in the borough, including Chilkoot State Park and the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve. Some local organizations worry about not having a ranger for the beginning of the summer season. They are concerned with keeping the parks functional and keeping wildlife and humans safe. KHNS's Margaret Friednauer reports.
Hi, you've reached the Haines office of Alaska State Parks. It's April 2nd, 2015, and our office is staffed intermittently. If you'd like to leave us a message, we'll call you back as soon as we can. Thanks.
That's the recording you get when you try calling the State Parks office in Haines. Parks Specialist Tom Kane recently resigned from the post, but will stay on the job through May. He started last fall after Ranger Preston Coors transferred to Kodiak. Southeast Parks Superintendent Mike Eberhardt says the department is in the process of hiring for another ranger, but doesn't know how long it will take. The department will also be hiring for two seasonal park technicians. Losing Kane so close to the tourist season has some local groups concerned with how the parks will be managed this summer, especially in the Chilkoot area. Pam Randles works with the Alaska Chilkoot Bear Foundation. She says without a ranger, it's up to volunteers and local law enforcement to help control human-bear interactions in the Chilkoot corridor.
We need to have that person available to us because volunteers and technicians don't have any authority. All we can do is advise and talk to people, but we have no authority to issue a ticket, for example, if someone does bait a bear.
Shannon Donahue is executive director of the Great Bear Foundation, not to be confused with Randall's organization. Donahue used to work as bear monitor at Chilkoot with State Parks, but that position doesn't exist anymore. Donahue says Chilkoot needs special attention by a ranger.
Just in terms of compliance with the way people behave out there, it's really, really crucial that people understand what the expectations that the state and the community have of their behavior out there. And for that, we need to have consistency, and so we need to have a full staff there.
Not every state park is managed by rangers. Some are overseen by park specialists. That's what Kane did in Soldotna before taking the Haines job. But rangers receive training at the Trooper Academy so they can do more enforcement, such as writing tickets and citations to people for things like wildlife harassment. Randall says that's an important part of the Haines job. She says she's seen instances of bear baiting in Chilkoot and other dangerous bear encounters. Those are the types of things a ranger can help control and prevent, she says.
Those kinds of things, we need to not have people getting away with that kind of stuff because that communicates to the public in general that that's okay. And that kind of behavior can be very, very dangerous to humans and bears.
Donahue agrees. She would like to see a consistent person in the ranger position here who doesn't just focus on enforcement, but can safely manage all aspects of the state parks.
I think enforcement is a really crucial part of the puzzle, but I think the most important things are having a set of expectations, whether that's regulations or guidelines, that is communicated to the public clearly, so the public knows what is expected of them, and then it needs to be backed up by law enforcement.
The Haines State Parks Office oversees 7 parks, including Chilkat State Park, the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve, and the Chilkoot Lake, Mosquito Lake, and Portage Cove recreation sites. The department also oversees 2 state marine parks in the area. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.
With the help of a few moorage fee waivers, Haines is expecting more cruise ship passengers this summer. But predicted state cuts to ferry service might hurt the number of road visitors. On May 26th, June 1st, and August 4th, Haines residents will see some of the biggest cruise ships on Alaska waters docked in town. The 3,000-passenger Golden Princess and the 2,000-passenger Infinity are boosting the total number of expected cruise ship visitors from about 30,000 last summer to about 40,000 this year. One incentive that drew those ships to Haines is waivers for moorage fees. Usually, cruise ships pay a certain amount of money to the borough when they dock in town. The borough assembly approved waiving fees of about $3,000 for the Golden Princess and the Infinity port calls. That adds up to about $9,000 total. Here's Borough Tourism Director Leslie Ross.
I think waiving ship fees is a business decision, a financial decision of making our port be more a better opportunity for ships to come in, as well as putting out the welcome mat saying that Haines wants you here.
Ross says she and other borough staff are planning to present more information about waiving moorage fees to the borough assembly at the May 12th meeting.
We're looking into a few different options for offering incentives to the cruise ship industry to use the dock. We have a port here that's not being used, and the sales tax brought in by one cruise ship visit is fairly significant enough to, if we did offer incentives that were waiving or reducing fees at the dock, we should be able to make that up plenty.
The Golden Princess and Infinity are the 2 biggest of the 10 cruise ships that will make 43 stops in Haines. 4 of the ships have more than 1,000 passengers, and the other 6 are smaller vessels with 30 to 700 passengers. The first dockings are the Oosterdam and Alaskan Dream on May 20th, but Haines will start seeing cruise ship visitors earlier than that, on May 5th, when the first ships visit Skagway. A representative from the Haines Skagway Fast Ferry says they've boosted their number of sailings for this summer. While Haines may see more cruisers in 2015, road visitors might dwindle because of expected Alaska Marine Highway cuts in the state budget.
If they go forward with what they are discussing doing, which is taking off the Malaspina and the Taku and having the Leconte be our day ferry, that will be very devastating to our road traffic.
Ross says limiting ferry sailings would cause a significant loss of road visitors to Haines. Aside from cruise ship and road travelers,
I have heard that we have 10 weddings in town. Which can be a pretty significant amount of people coming in for those events. And I know here at the Visitor's Center, whenever we have weddings, and it looks like there's a couple family reunions as well, we put together packages for our visitors. They get a little bundle in their hotel room.
Those little bundles will have information about restaurants, shops, and things to do in town, including a few new businesses. 2 art galleries recently opened, one on Main Street and one in the Fort. Alaska Arts Confluence has a new storefront. A scooter tour business is expected to open. And the Aspen Hotel on Main Street is set to open in June. In the winter, Haines saw a new and huge tourism event, the Freeride World Tour Ski and Snowboard Competition. Ross says there aren't any new events on the summer roster. The usuals, Beer Festival, the Kluwani Chilkat Bike Relay, and the Southeast Alaska State Fair are expected to draw thousands of people. Ross says during those big events, the borough plans to step up efforts to deal with things like cleaning bathrooms and garbage pickup to make Haines a more welcoming destination. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.